Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like going on. Ever find yourself sometime that you feel like I can't make it? Well, let me tell you that you can make it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blessing of this day. Better yet, we thank you for the assignment that you've given us today, and that is to declare the word of God, not our words, but your words. It is our prayer today that someone might be blessed, might be saved, might make a turn in your direction. We ask even now in the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Praise God. Preaching is always an important part of the church, and during the course of the week, like so many pastors, we're always thinking about the next message and what it is that God would have us to share with the people after it's been vetted with us. Usually what we preach about is something that we got to be reminded of. So we go now to the 23rd Psalm, one that you might be familiar with. Mm-hmm. Psalm 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "Who's Got Your Back?"
Well,
part one.
Well,
who's got your back?
Now.
Part one. I could see you out there reciting the 23rd Psalm. Why? Because it's one of the most recognizable set of scripture passages anywhere in the Bible. Often recited, often lived. If you've been through trials and tribulations and troubles, you've needed the 23rd Psalm to get you there. If you left home with a bus ticket in the 23rd Psalm, you were on your way. Why? Because you realized it covered all the bases in terms of what you were going through. Amen. I know that's right.
Amen.
And so our focus today is on the 23rd Psalm, but really that sixth verse says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And that's where I came up with this question, who's got your back? I think it's a fair question. When someone tells you that they have your back, that means that they're in your corner. They're in a position to help you out and to assist. Furthermore, it's a promise that that person will become your second set of eyes and your second set of ears and your second set of hands. Do you know anybody like that? I pray to God you do.
Amen.
Maybe you are that person. God sends us people who are like-minded, who have a like spirit, who have a track record of what? Of caring and concern. It's reassuring to know that somebody has your back.
Mm-hmm.
People say, "You're my ride and die." That's fine. But do you have my back when the going gets rough and the rough gets going? I may not see you on a daily basis or talk to you, but to know that that person has your back, it's reassuring. It gives us this sense of peace. David, the shepherd boy, our biblical character for the day, he's minding his father's sheep. He knows what it means to protect the sheep from the lions and from the bears. And that's what shepherds did back then, and even in some countries today. And pastors are often called shepherds. Why? Because we are called biblically to feed the people of God. We're called to protect the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
You mess with a pastor's member and you got to fight. Amen. Often see pastors ought to come to the rescue, and we're needed to fight on behalf of the people. Why? Because you are a shepherd. Blessed be the God. I said, Reverend, I'm going to call you up. I got to fight. Well, no, let's pray first. Amen. But we know that God will make a way. And so it's not surprising that David uses the language of who he is, a shepherd. In this psalm, David shares his heart and his mind, whether it's green pastures or whether it's still waters or whether it's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He is convinced that God and the God that he serves is doing what? Has his back. Passages 1-3 talks about the Lord. David talks about God. In passages 4 and 6, he talks to the Lord. And so verse 6, let's begin to unpack this. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely, that's a big word. Surely means without question. Surely means certainly. Surely means without a doubt. What is it that David is so sure of? It is that goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life. That goodness and mercy would not take a break. That goodness and mercy would always be there. They would not be lost in action. And the word goodness really means that which is what? Pleasing and valuable. Surely goodness, goodness. There it is. We light it up for you. Goodness. Oh my goodness, we say sometimes. But that goodness might be there. Amen. Goodness and mercy. Goodness means that which is pleasing, that which is valuable or useful. Goodness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. The word good is used so often to say good morning. Some people don't like this. What's so good about the morning? The fact that God got me up. They may say, good job. They may say to you, good luck. I always say, well, no, ain't no good luck. We're just depending on the Lord. But nevertheless, you know what they mean. Good work. And the Bible says that goodness actually means holy, pure righteousness. It really means godliness. So the fact that goodness is following you is really a big deal. I'm glad that goodness has my back. And then also mercy has my back as well. All right. Mercy is forgiveness. Mercy is God's pity upon us. Mercy is God's compassion toward us. I'm so glad today, and I'm sure you are, that God have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Mm-hmm. Matthew 20 and 30, we paint the scene of Jesus coming through a particular area and two blind men are waiting along the roadside, and they begin to scream out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. Mercy is sometimes translated as God's steadfast love, as God's unfailing love. David wanted goodness and mercy to follow him, not short term, not for a season, not for a week or two, but all the days of his life. That tells me, when I begin to look at this text, I said, well, David must be going somewhere if he wants goodness and mercy to follow him. Uh-oh. In other words, if you're not doing anything, not going anywhere, goodness and mercy just saying, we're waiting for you to move. And it sounds to me like David was on the move and he was being followed by goodness and mercy. He was going somewhere. David had a destination, and so do we. So if you parked, put it in gear, get on the move. Otherwise, goodness and mercy can't follow you if you're complaining. Goodness and mercy can't follow you if you say, I'm not going to do anything. You got to do something. Amen? Amen. He knew that they were following him. I like the commercial from many, many moons ago that says, don't leave home without it. Now, maybe we should. That was a credit card. But don't leave home without goodness and mercy. Take goodness and mercy with you on the job. Take goodness and mercy with you on the road. Wherever you're going today, any situation, know that you do not go alone. Amen? Amen. You know that God will reassure you that he has your back. Praise be to God today. Do you know that God is following you? Do you sense every now and then that you are not by yourself and that the battle It's not yours. It's the Lord. Do you feel every now and then that as you go through the valley of the shadow of death, as you have to deal with the situation in life, that you're not going all alone, but God is with you? I don't know about you, but that makes me feel, God, thank you that you're with me. Ever felt lonely before and felt like nobody had your back, even though people had said they had your back? Can I report today that God has your back? He's dispatched goodness and mercy, and they will follow you all the days of your life. And David says, when I dwell in it, David knew where he was going.
All right.
He said, they're going to follow me all the way to glory. Amen. I like what the song said. Won't you let God lead you all the way? He'll lead you, but you've got to know that he's following you as well. Came across a great illustration this week that was shared by the late scholar R.C. Sproul. And he mentioned really a story that had been shared with him by D.L. Moody, one of the great 19th century evangelists. And it was a woman who came to him for counseling. And she said, Dr. Moody, somebody's following me. She says, when I get off the trolley, they're behind me. When I come down the street, I sense that these persons are following me. Dr. Moody knew then that maybe she had some challenges, delusional. And he says, okay. She says, in fact, when I came to your office today, Dr. Moody, these persons were following me. He began to talk with her to give her a sense of peace. He says, oh, those are David's men. Yeah? Yeah, goodness and mercy. And she said, well, thank God. It's good to know at least their names. Aren't you glad today that God has dispatched to you goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life? You ought to be relieved to know that, God, you have my back. Like that woman, so many of us ought to be relieved. Like that woman, so many of us ought to be saying, wait a minute, if I knew that, I'm going to be all right now. I've got extra protection. Why? Because these twins, goodness and mercy, are following me. Look, don't look now, but they're following you even right now. Don't look now, but goodness and mercy are right there with you. But 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus Christ, his son, someone who follows us, but more so, someone who leads us. Uh-oh, let me just back that up for a second. That we ought to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I like what Paul says over in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't follow anybody. If somebody is following Christ, you ought to follow after them. And no, because they've got that protection. Thank be to God. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one joined me, still I will follow. Amen. Blessed be the God today. The world behind me, the cross. Did I say the cross? The cross before me, no turning back. And keep your focus today on the cross. Amen.
Yeah.
As you're going through life's problems and situations, yeah, goodness and mercy, but keep your mind in your heart and your focus on the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy, not part of the day. Now I'm not happy just for a minute or two when things are going my way. No, I'm not just happy when I get a check in the mail or when, But let me tell you this. I'm happy all the day because I know he follows me. And he's with me, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I'm his own. Thank God that he has dispatched goodness and mercy.
Well.
Ah, I love it. Don't look now, but thank be to God that you can know without a shadow of a doubt that someone has your back. Part two on next week.
Amen.
The choir is going to give us a word of invitation.
Yep.
soul says yes, even as we come today, and maybe you have a yes in your spirit, and maybe you have never committed to Christ in the pardon of your sins. You're a good person, and you're about a good cause, and everybody knows your name. You're a senior favorite. But have you taken the step, the most important step you can ever take? That is to give your life to Jesus Christ. With all that's happening in our society, the blood still works. Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah, the blood still works. And Jesus is still alive. And he's sitting there at the right hand of the Father making intercession for the saints. And today I want to just offer you Christ, assuming that you don't know him. And the Bible says we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We believe so much stuff. We believe what we see on Facebook. We believe what we see on other social media platforms. And why is it so hard to believe that God couldn't take a wretch like you and I and change us around? What a testimony today. Let's bow. Father, we come in the name of Jesus for that soul that is lost. I pray even now that they may open up and allow you to come in and to change their lives. Nothing like a changed life. We know because you've done it for us and for so many watching and listening today. It is our prayer today that you might do just that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I just tell you, I'm so glad I'm saved.
Amen.